Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, calling all radio amateurs. This is KS1, PPY, activating the Fakir Amateur Radio Association Technical Services Net. This net's held weekly on Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147, 165 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The Farah VHF repeater is owned and operated by the Fakir Amateur Radio Association and uses a tone of 167.9 hertz subaudible tone for access. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to Farah. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computers, software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio arc. Tonight I don't have any particularly technical topics, what with it being the Super Bowl and Valentine's Day all kind of coming together at once. So I will put it out there on the waves and see if anybody has a more technical topic that they would like to discuss. If you've got one, please call now. Okay, with no particular technical topics, we'll go with whether or not you're watching the Super Bowl and if you know what the score is or who you're rooting for and or any Valentine's Day plans, whether or not you have a particular gift for your significant other who is also a ham, or if your significant other is going to buy you some, either topic will work. Let's see, real quick, some announcements. I've got an upcoming test session on February 19th at 9:30. I'm not sure where this test session is going to be. Let me see if I can bring that up real quick. And we also have the informal members breakfast that we usually have on the last Saturday of each month. That'll be the 26th. I think we're still meeting over at Wegmans, if that's the case. Looks like the testing session is going to go on at 2001 Parkway Boulevard out in Stafford. You can message K4TER at ARRL.net to register to take that test. And that'll be coming up again on February 19th. Along the contesting scene tomorrow, there's going to be the 070 Club Valentine Sprint. I'm trying to remember, hopefully somebody that comes on later can explain exactly what a sprint is in a contest, but that'll be going on Valentine's Day. And all this week, we have the ARRL School Club Roundup, where various schools will be going out there on various bands and trying to make some contacts. So getting together and finding the schools that are out there would definitely be a good contesting venture for anybody who's into contesting or doing contesting this next week. Does anybody else have any announcements that I may have forgotten or missed? Please call now. All right. Well, not hearing any additional announcements, let's go ahead with a round of check-ins. Please call now.
This is K1HTV. Hey, I'm sure to see you.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Tango, Spotsylvania, Virginia.
KN4, SPL, in and out tonight.
Whiskey. Yeah, Alpha Victor, in and out.
N7IVV.
This is KC4NPD, John in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, let's hold up real quick because I got a whole bunch of pileups on the check-ins, and one that I'm not sure about. I got a KO4 Kilo Oscar Tango, if I heard that correct. Please let me know now.
That is Kilo Oscar 4 Victor November Tango.
Okay, Victor November Tango. I got that all completely wrong. I apologize. Okay, so real quick on the check-ins, I've got so far K1HTV, KX4KU, KO4VNT, KN4SPL, in and out, and N7IVV. If I haven't called you at this point, you were either in the pileups or I wasn't able to make out your call in there. So if I haven't mentioned you so far, please call again now.
Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November, in and out, Unit W.
Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor, in and out.
Kilo Charlie 4, November Papa Delta, John in Richmond, Virginia.
N2NAR, no comment.
KO 4, Victor November Zulu, in and out.
Okay, adding to the list now, I've got WDHQCN. I could barely hear you. I don't think you were in and out. I had WB7RAV in and out. There was a KC4. I'm sorry, I missed the last part of it. If you could give me your suffix, please.
This is KC4NPD, November Papa Delta, John in Richmond.
Okay, KC4NPD, John in Richmond. Appreciate it. Thank you for bearing with me on that. N2NAR, which was in and out. Thank you for stopping in. And KO4VNZ. Is there anybody that I missed or got your call sign wrong? Please call now. Okay, we'll call that a round of check-ins. I figure maybe more will come back during the halftime of the Super Bowl if we make it that far. Otherwise, this will be a short net, and we'll be good to go. So we'll start off at the top, K1HTV. What are you doing, Valentine's, Super Bowl? What's your pleasure this afternoon? Go ahead.
Tippy in the net. This is K1HTV in Amosville, and got into the Super Bowl about an hour and a half late, or maybe a little bit over an hour late. So the score is only 7-0 at this point. So don't tell me who's winning. I'll catch up by halftime. I usually record it and play it back a little bit later. I don't have to wait through all the commercials. So some of the commercials are pretty good. So I'm stopping by to watch some of the commercials. As far as activity, nothing special planned for Valentine's Day. Maybe eat a couple of Valentine's candies, but play around the radio. Not sure we'll do any outside antenna work. It's going to get cool. I did take advantage of the warm weather we had on Friday and Saturday. Put some connectors on some cables. Had to cut some cables, put connectors and barrel connectors, and eventually those connectors on the cables coming down the new tower will go into the switch box, relay box on the tower. So. Got to prep the cables, and a little windy at first, and it was difficult to solder. Finally got a propane torch with a big solder tip on the end of it, and was able to solder the center conductor, and the rest of the connector was they were all crimp connectors, so it made it a little bit easier. Other than that, the vans have been picking up after we had the magnetic storm of a couple days ago. The vans picked up quite nicely, working DX on 40, into Asia again, and into a lot of Europeans. Some FT4 on 40. Surprised a lot of Europeans doing FT4 in our evening, from the late afternoon and through their late evening. 20's been very good on FT4, same with 17 and 15 even. So we've made many dozens of contacts on FT4. 12 is open quite good for the Pacific and to JA yesterday and again today. A number of VK stations in Australia will work this evening, just quite good conditions up to the Pacific. So if you want to work some Pacific stations, the time to do it is late afternoon into the early evening. As sunset comes along, 10 starts dying out, and then 12 is right behind it. And then 15 is still hanging on for a little bit, but it's starting to fade out now. So. Good conditions, and we'll see what the next week brings. Back to you, Sippy. This is K1HTV.
Sounds good. Yeah, and Roger, on all counts, I had antenna work I was going to try to do, but the snow kept me from that, and I haven't really had much of a chance to get on the computer and get on the bands, but I've heard good things about 10 meters over this last week, so hopefully I'll get a chance to do it. And no spoilers on the score. Got it. KX4KU, give us your update.
KS1PPY, KX4KU. Good evening, Sippy. Nice to hear you on the net tonight, and thank you for doing it. I have been busy with some on-radio stuff, yes, I am watching Super Bowl, and I won't say a word, it's more web development stuff,
just fooling around with some of the newer stuff. So, other than that, I haven't gotten on the air this weekend. There wasn't much of an interest, any you know contests or anything that interested to me. So, but I hope to get on the band soon. I'm glad they're freeing up a little bit. So, I'll turn back over to you. Thanks again. Could be KS1PPY, KX4KU, back to that.
Sounds good. Web stuff always always can pass the time, even if you're not on the the air. It's another project to run. Sounds good. KO4VNT, give us your comments.
KSPAAI, this is KO4VNT. Good evening, and good evening to all of you on the net. Checked in with my daughter on the Super Bowl. I'm not watching it right now. She, a few minutes ago, I guess, was 13-10. Sounds like a tight game. No plans for Valentine's Day. Probably going to end up working a little bit late that day, so nothing much there. Regards to radioactivity, got some work done on my base station this week, and zeroing in on doing some last-minute studying, if you call it, for the upcoming test on the 19th for my general license. And that's about it. Getting ready to start a new work week. That's about it from here. 73s to all of you. Stay warm. I'll turn it back to Net Control, KO4VNT.
Well, roger that. Sounds good. Sounds like an update and a good preface for it. I still need to stick to my New Year's of getting my extra, but I'm nowhere near ready for that just yet with studying. I gotta get in there. Let's see, we had KN4SPO was in and out. Thanks for stopping in. And N7IVV, go ahead.
KS1BPY, N7IVV, good evening. Let's see. I spent a lot of time on 10 meters, I think it was the night before last, maybe it was yesterday. I was surprised to see how long it was active. It was a lot of fun. Been spending a lot more time on FT4 lately. I keep spending a lot on 40 meters, just kind of hanging out. I'm there now. It's actually opened up again for FT4. Still looking for Wyoming for FT4. Do I get 50 states on FT4? Here on 40 meters, I just worked a guy over in Spain, and he made some comment about good luck on working at KP4 station that I was calling. So apparently he's having the same trouble. And he said he's not listening very well or something. And I said, yeah, we got a guy here in our club that likes to call those alligators. And I explained what it was. And this was text messaging back and forth on JT Alert. And it sounded like he almost fell out of his chair laughing. So good one. Get with Rich. Let's see, what else? Oh, Valentine's Day, if I speak quietly, I can tell you. But of all the strange things, my wife actually wanted a power tool. I've got that ready to wrap tonight, actually. Just a smaller palm sander than the standard ones for actually sanding the edges off some of her artwork, the corner edges. So it's kind of interesting to give my wife power tools for Valentine's Day. Oh, other than that, just playing, doing other things, and watching FT8 and FT4. So thanks for doing the net, Sippy. Talk to you later in 7IVV.
Fine business. Yeah. I had an odd request for a Valentine's gift. I'm on the hunt for a Garrett metal detector for my significant other. Speaking of electronics and interesting things for Valentine's Day, it's interesting. Hand tools and electronics are becoming quite a thing for it. And this is KS1PPY with the Sunday Night Farah Technical Services Net for ID. Let's move on down the line. WDA-QCN, I'm not sure if you were in or out. If you could, just give me a quick holler, let me know if you're there, and take your turn. Okay, WDA-QCN was probably in and out. He was a little fuzzy tonight anyway, hard to hear, so we'll move on down the way. We had WB7-RAV. Randall, thanks for checking in.
KC4NPD. Not what I'm familiar with. Give us your update.
Thank you, Net Control. This is KC4NPD. My name here is John. I'm on the Echo Link node, dialing into your repeater there down in Richmond, but enjoy the conversation on Sunday evening on occasion. So just checking in to say hello. My family's watching the Super Bowl in the other room and having a good time with it, and I'm back here playing some radio. I have FT8 up this evening on 20 and 40 meters, so just enjoying that. I do have a technical question. Was wondering if there was a, I recently switched over from a Apple computer to a Windows 11 machine, and on FT8, my timing seems to be a little bit off. It's about 1 to 1.2 seconds, or 1.8 seconds, I'm sorry, off. And the other one on the Apple machine, it really kept a very close time. I was wondering if there was a way to calibrate that timer or a program to regulate it somehow. Anyway, I'll turn it back over to you. This is John, KC4NPD, November Papa Delta, Richmond, Virginia.
Roger on the Echo Link. Good to have you one way or another. You got a piece of paper and a pencil. I think the majority of the Windows FT8 users that I'm aware of have been using this program. If you do a search on Google or something like that for network time synchronizer, network time synchronization, it's just a little app that sits down in my system tray, and it will go through. You can set how often you want it to double check its internet timing with various sources, and it even has a button on there that you can click update now if you want to just make sure that it's clear when you get ready to start. But that is network time synchronization, little app you can find through Google. Or if anybody else has another recommendation, we'll have another round, and they can recheck and let you know. But that's what I use on my Windows 10 machine for keeping my timing right on that 1 second, because you don't want to be that far off. Let's see. Next we had N2NAR. Go ahead. I just remembered N2NAR was in and out. So then we have KO4VNZ. Please give us your update.
PS1KPY, this is KO4 Victor November Zulu. Originally it was going to be in and out, but it's interesting hearing everybody else's comments. So, for myself, I'm really new to this. So I've spent a lot of this week just playing with a new radio that I got, a new HT. I'm kind of limited in what I can do because right now that's all I have for my Radio Shack is the HD. I'm sorry if I click out. That's because my thumb gets tired trying to hold down the push to talk. Maybe some future I'll get a foot switch or something. Anyway, and I wanted to thank people from our meeting last night for posting Thursday, posting the slides and all on the internet. I show on there, review of slides for the upcoming Virginia Q party. Other than that, I also watched a video. It went quite a ways to explain why the 40-odd slides tumbling down. Other than that, that's about all I've been doing. As far as Valentine's, the wife and I will just go out to dinner. This is KO4, Victor November, Zulu, back to the net, 73.
Well, sounds good. Good to hear from you. And, yeah, the HD is a perfectly acceptable way to join on the net. Then we just have to work out little details of operating, like holding, you know, being able to hold the button down pretty good. And speaking into it with a way that doesn't cause it to pop and scatter. I'm not sure if it was your Not sure if it was your thumb coming off the button or if you were talking directly into it and kind of popping with the piece and with your breath making it pop, but I think we got most of what you had in there. I'm glad the club meeting was useful, and definitely come around again. Stick with it. We'll walk you through stuff, and I'm sure you'll find lots more interesting items. Yeah, the I think you mentioned something about the Starlink satellites that got geomagnetic stormed right out of the sky and burn up in atmosphere. That was definitely an interesting. And if you haven't seen the videos of where somebody captured some of them burning up, that's definitely something to see on there. Well, that's the end of the list for the moment. If we go through, let's take any rechecks or latecomers. Please give me a call. This is KS1-BBY.
N7IBB recheck.
KX4KU recheck.
All right. Sounds like we just got rechecks for this evening. So N7IBB, go ahead.
This is N7IBB. For time synchronization, first of all, I didn't write the call down, but if your time is off that much, it sounds like you may not be using the built-in Windows time synchronization. But I use a program called NetTime, and if you go to timesynctool.com, it's just TimeSynctool.com. It's a nice little application. It's very much like what Sippy said. It just runs, and my time is always within 1/10 of a second or less on FTE8. As a matter of fact, right now I just checked it, and I was minus 0.01 seconds off. So it does a really good job. Anyway, timesynctool.com. Cut back to you, Cynthia, 7IBB.
Yeah, sounds good. Actually, you know what? That may be the tool that I'm using as well, because I think I used your notes for instructions on how to set up FTE8 and timing. That I downloaded the little tool to do it. So if that's the one you use, that's probably the one I'm using. It's called that when I look down here in the corner here, network time synchronization. So yeah, you probably know better than me. KX4KU, go ahead.
KX1PPY, KX4KU. I'm just going to make a offhand comment that. One thing I don't have to worry about is Valentine's Day. One advantage of being single. So, I just heard everybody's comments on that. Something I don't have to worry about. Other than that, you all enjoy your spouses and significant others. And KX1PQY, KX4KU, that's the net.
Yeah, sounds good. I guess that is one benefit. Saves you the money and the heartache of trying to find a half-decent gift. All right, well, we'll go ahead and call it for now. Let everybody get back to the Super Bowl game and their various shopping for Valentine's gifts. It's going to take me a while to find this particular one that I needed. So this has been KS1PPY for the Farinet. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to Farinet at w4va.org. Let me put one quick call out for anybody who is willing to be a net controller. We are slowly getting volunteers, but there's still a couple nets here and there that people are struggling to try to get covered, or I would really like to get them covered. So if you can offer up a night one time in a month to run a net for us, we'd be more than willing to set you up and get you rolling and back you up to be a net controller. We definitely need more of them. Feel free to continue discussions on this repeater after the net is over. Other than that, this has been KS1PPY for the Sunday Night Ferret Technical Services Net. Have a good evening and 7-3.
KS1PPY, this is KD4REE. It looks like I'm late, but I just wanted to say hi and have a good evening yourself, KD4REE, and I'll be cleared.
Alrighty, sounds good to me. I'll add you to the list of net participants.
since I haven't closed it out yet. Thanks for stopping in and saying hi. Good to hear from you. Have a good one. KS1PPY, clear.
This is KO4PCN. Correction, this is KO4, Victor November Zulu.
Kilo, Charlie, 4, November, Papa, Delta, Dash, Lima, disconnected.
KO4, VNT, monitoring.